Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to get off to a small improvement at the start of trade this morning. The futures are telling us the ASX 200 will be up by around a tenth of a percent. So that's an underrepresentation compared to what we saw for the US markets in particular last night. At one stage, they were doing quite well. We had the NASDAQ up by more than a percent, the S&P 500 up by about a percent at the best levels. That faded towards the end of the session. We had the NASDAQ with a gain of 1%. The S&P 500 was up 0.6%, and the Dow was up by around a third of a percent. So there were quite a number of moving parts to last night's US session. Most notably, though, of course, was the release of the US FOMC minutes. So that detailed what discussions took place when the US Fed raised rates by 0.75% most recently. And the bottom line in here was that there was enough to satisfy the markets that the Fed is a step closer to perhaps just pulling back in terms of their campaign of raising rates, being less aggressive compared to those 0.75% rate hikes that we've seen on the previous four occasions in which they have raised rates. So dovetailing with that last night were the figures that we saw in relation to the number of people claiming unemployment benefits in the last week. That was higher than expected. In addition, there was a moderation when the measures of activity in the services sector was concerned. That was below expectations. That fell from 47.8 to 46.1. But the price pressures were the softest that we've seen in about 2 years. And then on top of that, there was a contraction in manufacturing activity as well. So this was the first contraction since the mid-2020 period. Anecdotally, there were improvements in the supply picture and price pressures eased as well. So all of these things were part of the reason that you saw long-term interest rates moderate over the course of the session. Both the 10 years and the 2-year Treasury notes from their peak to their trough in yield terms were down by about 10 basis points. So that was one of the reasons that stocks were able to get a little bit of a wriggle on to the extent that they did. That was good. Also, there was a fall in oil prices. So oil prices have been extraordinarily volatile in the last couple of weeks for a variety of reasons. But last night, it was the fact that there was an unexpected build in US gasoline and distillate inventories. So the refined product saw a build, and that was one of the factors that pushed oil prices lower. And that helped out in terms of that marginal support for the interest rate picture. So that was the one side of the Atlantic. European markets were firmer as well, although their gains were a lot more modest. When you look at what went on in Europe, it was actually interesting because the German and French manufacturing numbers were a little bit better than expected. And there was a comment from the vice president of the European Central Bank suggesting that, in his view, the employment picture was holding up reasonably well. So that saw the discussion move around what the ECB is going to do next time when it comes to raising rates, whether it'll be a half or three quarters. So we'll get a little more color on that tonight, local time, when the minutes from the last ECB policy setting meeting are released. But certainly there was some cause for encouragement with those better manufacturing numbers from France and Germany. So at the end of the US European session, the French market was up, the FTSE was up by around 0.2%, the French market up by a third, the German market just in positive territory. So on the local front today, keep an eye on the energy stocks given that sizable move for oil. That moderation in the US dollar is supported for commodity prices otherwise. So it'll be interesting to see how the mining stocks hold up amidst all of that, of course. And then bear in mind, tonight the US markets are closed for their Thanksgiving holiday. So we might see a little bit of a thin session in terms of participation in the Northern Hemisphere tonight. And it'll be the same as we move into the back end of the week as well. So in many respects, we've seen the highlights for the week come to pass. It'll be a question of how the markets hold up in the absence of any guidance from Wall Street over the course of the next couple of days. The Aussie dollar has been given a boost as well, thanks to the US dollar falling to its lowest level since August. So the local currency trading closer to 67.4 US cents.